Lake Effect continues on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Audrey Nowakowski.
And I'm Bonnie North. The idea of community-wide or statewide or even school-wide common reads has been gaining steam in recent years. Several Milwaukee area schools and towns have organized months or year-long efforts to get as many people together to read the same book.
In Shorewood, a successful effort a few years ago with Wisconsin writer Nick Butler's Shotgun Love Songs led to another ambitious effort this year, the post-apocalyptic Station 11 by Emily St. John Mandel. We'll revisit our interview with her in a few minutes.
But first, Lake Effect's Mitch Teich wanted to know why this was the right book at the right time in the right place. So he asked two people involved in organizing Shorewood Reads, Emily Vieira, the assistant director of the Shorewood Public Library, and Janae Sacken, president of the Friends of the Shorewood Public Library.
We wanted to involve and entice readers from Shorewood High School students to Gen Xers, to baby boomers, and beyond.
It's a difficult task.
It is a very difficult task. Our last book by Nicholas Butler in 2015, Shotgun Love Songs, inadvertently accomplished that. And so we were trying to do that again. And I think we have done that, although I must say everyone from baby boomers and older said, an apocalyptic novel? Are you insane? And they have been the ones turning out in droves for book discussion groups and for our programming.
I think, yeah, we saw a lot in Station 11 that we thought would be especially interesting to Shorewood, too.
Why does Shorewood connect so well with Station 11?
Yeah, a lot of it takes place in and around the Great Lakes, and we are right on the lake in Shorewood, and lots of people feel a really deep connection to that. So there's a bit of that kind of environmental awareness and just awareness of our surroundings. But it's at the same time that, as Janae said, it is kind of that post-apocalyptic novel. It's also very literary and talks a lot about the role that art plays in our lives. And Shorewood is a community in which the arts is very important, whether it's making art or enjoying art of all types. And so that's a really big theme in this book, is what art means to us even after the world ends.
How familiar were the two of you with this book before it emerged as the Shorewood Reads selection?
Well, I read it when it first came out, and then one of the members of our organizing committee recommended the book, and among 35 other possible titles.
I was wondering about the process.
Yeah. And I reread it and jumped right on board, and I thought it would be a lot of fun. And I also love the metaphorical depth of this novel. It's apocalyptic and it's a pandemic. It's a flu pandemic specifically. But I think our communities and our country and our world are facing a lot of other possible pandemics, one of which is occurring in the Great Lakes. And so I thought it made a good choice for Shorewood.
Yeah. Had you read it before this?
I hadn't read it. I read it as part of our book selection process. And yeah, was kind of instantly attracted to it amongst our other contenders. Just felt like it had a lot more to offer to us and a lot more ideas and topics that we could explore, which is something we were really committed to this time around.
As we're having this conversation, we're just a few days away from when Emily St. John Mandel actually comes to Shorewood to be a part of the Shorewood Reads series. But as you say, events have been going on for some time linked to the read. What are the kinds of things that have already happened and what has come out of them?
Yeah, we've been having events since the end of January, so one or two events kind of every week. Everything from a game night at which participants focused on the game Pandemic.
This is an end of the world game night.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yep. End of the world game night. So that's really fun. And we already have a monthly game night for adults. So we just kind of piggybacked on that and transformed it by just focusing on Pandemic, the game, game that you play on a team and fight disease from spreading around the world. So kind of simulating what you could do to stop that from happening, the fictional pandemic in the book. We've explored tattoos. We've explored Shakespeare. We've explored comic books. And we've explored the Great Lakes all through programs.
And the Shorewood High School students are putting on a dramatic reading, original music creation, and light show called Shorewood 11. And then we're having a series of programs with Emily St. John Mandel when she arrives on April 10th.
Well, and so I know I've talked about this probably with you, Emily, in the past and with other communities about their community-wide reads. But I'm curious to get your take. What do you see as the effect of a community-wide read that goes beyond, you know, the book itself?
Yeah, I think some of it is just kind of about uniting people around one topic or one task of reading, one thing that they're doing. It's sort of rare that we do that, even in a really small community like Shorewood, because we're all really busy and we're all doing a million things and we all have other interests. But having this sort of one thing that everyone can happen to communicate about or share is really fascinating and, I don't know, just gives us a different way to connect with people that we might not otherwise connect with.
Another thing that this does, one of our programs on April 10th is Emily and Lauren Fox having an onstage conversation about the craft of writing as well as Emily's personal journey to becoming a published author. And that will bring the extensive community of writers that we have here in the Milwaukee area out to listen. And given that they came out the last time for Shotgun Love Songs, and they continued talking about that for years after, I have every expectation that that is what will happen this time, that we will, all of us writers, will pick up some craft, some insights.
Well, congratulations on this one. Job well done, and best of luck with the events that are coming up.
Thank you.
Jeanne Sacken is president of the Friends of the Shorewood Public Library. Emily Vieira is assistant director of the library. You can find more information about the Shorewood Reads program from the link at wuwm.com.